News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. Let's have a listen to some of the top stories at this time. 3 days after the rape and murder of a veterinarian in Telangana's Hyderabad, Chief Minister K. Chandrasekhar Rao said that a fast-track court will be set up to deal with the horrific case. So far, at least 4 suspects have been arrested in the gang rape and murder of the 22-year-old whose charred body was found near Shadnagar town on Friday. This gruesome case should be investigated soon and stringent action should be taken. The accused should get the maximum punishment, the Telangana CM said in his first response to the incident. The state's IT Minister K.T. Rama Rao also put out a statement urging the centre to amend the Indian Penal Code and Criminal Procedure Code to give law more teeth in rape cases. The gruesome rape and murder case has led to widespread outrage as police later revealed that the crime had been pre-planned. According to authorities, the tyre of the victim's vehicle, which she had parked near the Thondupalli toll plaza, was deliberately punctured and she was unwittingly trapped by the accused. State Home Minister Mohammad Mehmood Ali, who had caused outrage by saying the victim should have called the police instead of her sister, had also said the accused will be tried in a fast-track court. Telangana Governor Tamilisai Soundararajan had also assured the victim's family that constitutionally and legally she would do everything to ensure that they got justice soon, with the setting up of a fast-track court and the trial being held on a daily basis. "We will rectify the lapses in the system with regard to women's safety," she had further said. Amid forecast of heavy rainfall in Tamil Nadu and Puducherry, educational institutions in the 2 regions have been shut for today. The examinations of Madras University and Anna University have also been postponed. According to news agency ANI, a day's holiday has been declared in schools and colleges in Tamil Nadu's Tiruvallur, Thoothukudi and Ramanathapuram regions, while only schools have been closed in Chengalpattu, Kanchipuram, Kadalur and Chennai. Holiday has also been declared in Puducherry schools. A flood alert has been sounded to villagers on the banks of the Sankarbharani River in Puducherry. Tamil Nadu Revenue and Disaster Management Minister R.B. Udayakumar said that nearly 800 people have been evacuated from low-lying areas in Kadalur district. Teams of State Disaster Response Force have moved to Chennai, Kanyakumari, Nilgiri, Tiruvallur, Kanchipuram and Dindigul districts, he added. And cases registered against green activists who tried to stop felling of trees in Mumbai's RA colony will be withdrawn, Maharashtra Chief Minister Uddhav Thackeray announced on Sunday night. Cases were registered after clashes broke out between the police and green activists opposing axing of trees by the Mumbai Metro Rail Corporation Limited in RA Colony early October for construction of a metro car shed for the Metro 3 line. "I have directed police officials to withdraw the cases registered against green activists who were protesting against chopping of trees in the RA forest area," Thackeray told reporters. The CM reiterated that he was not stopping any metro project in Mumbai. After taking charge as the Chief Minister on November 29, Thackeray, who heads the Shiv Sena NCP Congress government, had announced a stay on construction of the metro car shed project in the colony, a prime green lung of the city. Police had booked at least 38 protesters under IPC sections 353, 332 and 143. Of them, 29 protesters, including 6 women, were arrested when some of them allegedly tried to obstruct the police personnel at RA from discharging their duty and manhandling them. A sessions court had on October 6 granted conditional bail to 29 protesters. And a new team of leaders took office at the helm of the European Union on Sunday, pledging to put the fight against climate change at the top of their agenda and foster European unity despite the likely departure of Britain from the 28-nation bloc. Germany's Ursula von der Leyen officially replaced Jean-Claude Juncker as president of the EU's powerful executive arm, which polices EU laws and negotiates trade on behalf of member countries. The former German defense minister becomes the first woman on the post. Former Belgian premier Charles Michel succeeded Donald Tusk as president of the European Council, meaning he will chair summits of national leaders and drive their common agenda forward. In the company of European Parliament President David Sassoli and new European Central Bank President Christine Lagarde, von der Leyen and Michel marked the start of their 5-year terms in Brussels, with events marking the 10th anniversary of the Lisbon Treaty, the EU's rulebook. Today we can present a unified face to the rest of the world, with more weight and greater coherence in a rules-based world, Michel said. Today we do more than look back, we celebrate a new beginning with great enthusiasm and hope. The future of Britain's place in the EU should become clearer after the December 12 election there. Prime Minister Boris Johnson hopes to secure a majority to push through the Brexit divorce deal sealed with the EU in October. Under the terms of that deal, the UK would leave the EU on January 31, but remain part of Europe's single market and bound by EU rules until the end of 2020. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.